This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquiti. It's the glorious time of year when the sun and I agree on dawn, and we both are up and about around 4:30 in the morning. There's no sleeping when that rascal sun starts to peek over the Chiricahua Mountains. You know, I may not have anything urgent to do in the morning, but doggone it, it's biorhythm time. Sun's coming up, and I'm getting up. I still work a couple days a week across the Sulphur Springs Valley, and on those mornings, I make a lunch and do a few chores as the sun crests the hills, and then I slowly head out our drive and then on to a couple miles of serious washboard road before blacktop, smooth blacktop. Years ago, I gave up on the old cup of joe for the road, having rarely gotten to the highway with any coffee left. Though, if coffee is for waking up, then I can tell you that hot coffee on the crotch works great. And the language that spewed from the cab of my truck was not for the faint of heart. So dawn is great, and chores are fun, especially with our dogs and cats helping out. Oh, yeah, helping out. So I walk around talking and singing to myself, believe me when I say we've got to save the deserts and they're going to go away. You know, a song I wrote umpteen years ago, but I still like to come back. I visit it, you know, and use it. So singing and observing, and gosh, the migratory birds that pass through our little homestead near the banks of the Ohelote are fantastic. The buntings, the hummers, the grosbeaks, the cowbirds are back, oh dear. But I mean, I think I get many interesting species of birds because of that riparian corridor I live next to. No, I wouldn't get those anyway. No, that corridor that comes out of the mountains and shoots across the grassland has to be inviting for all sorts of critters. I mean, we've had mountain lions and quadrumundi and wild turkeys and white-tailed deer and black bear, all species that one does not really associate with the grassland where we live. And that's just what we see, you know, the megafauna and, of course, the oaks, the junipers, the cottonwood sycamores that are the gallery of that creek bed. They don't go out across the grassland. They stay right in that corridor. And then there are all the things I don't see or recognize, maybe reptiles, amphibians, insects. I mean, the Ohelote is teeming with life. Yay. And certainly, if the usually dry Ohelote is teeming with life, what about the San Pedro River? Wow. I've read and I've been reminded so many times that the San Pedro River is the last major free-flowing means undammed, okay? Free-flowing river in the American Southwest. I've read that the San Pedro, this north-flowing river out of Old Mexico, hosts 2/3 of the avian diversity in the United States. What? So there has to be incredible populations of insects in that long corridor to support migrating birds, right? And think of the megafauna that travel that passage. That there are native fish, beavers. Beavers, a very intelligent wildlife biologist, pushed for the reintroduction of beavers to the San Pedro. So large rodent riparian engineers, Castor canadensis, they are in the river working at their riparian magic. And yet, the city council in Benson, they think they're pretty smart, approving 28,000 homes and saying, this is just a start. There'll be lots of jobs and money, they say with a big old smile. That's not the San Pedro River, friends. I believe that is denial. Believe me when I say we've got to save that river. It's gonna go away, gonna lose lots of plants and animals with all that water, too. If we're gonna save that river, we gotta figure out what to do. San Pedro is beautiful, my friends. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquiti, and this has been Growing Native.